All right, the Gavin Newsom PR team has been putting on an absolute clinic on how to control the narrative. This is something Democrats have struggled with for a long time, especially against Donald Trump, who just floods the zone with all of this disinformation all the time. And Gavin Newsom has not only been controlling the narrative, but really getting to Donald Trump and putting into focus the clear cognitive decline that Donald Trump is facing. We're going to talk about all of it today, and I want to take you through some new things we've seen from the Gavin Newsom team. Just last night, we had Rapid Response 47, the official rapid response account of this administration, tweeting unmatched aura and a picture of Donald Trump. And within 20 minutes, the Governor Newsom team ratioed the rapid response team, meaning they got more likes than the rapid response team did just by saying cringe. Now, I know when I say that, some people may say, well, why is that a big deal? Like, that doesn't matter. That's dumb. It's just social media. But I'm telling you, especially place like Twitter, that's a big deal. They are really controlling the narrative, especially on a website that is dominated by Republicans. And it goes a lot deeper than just, you know, a random Tuesday night where they say cringe. They're actually getting people to focus on issues that matter. So let's talk about all of it really quickly. My name is Chris Mowry. I'm filling in for Adam Mockler on the Adam Mockler channel. If you enjoy this type of content, the link to my YouTube channel will be in the description down below. Nearing 80,000 subscribers, which is absolutely insane. If you go to that link and hit subscribe, it would mean the world. I truly, truly, truly love you all. And on this channel, we're trying to build something big, like I say every time, to punch back against Republican media. We're trying to build something big on the Adam Mockler channel, uplifting Gen Z voices going into 2026 and 2028. And if you want to be a part of this community, all you have to do is hit subscribe down below. It goes such a long way. We love you. We appreciate you. All right. Before I get into some recent stuff, let me play a video that I love so much from Lawrence O'Donnell. And maybe you've seen it before, but you got to listen to it again because it's such a good point as we start talking and I start showing you some of the more recent clips of Donald Trump and his clear cognitive decline. Take a listen.
Donald Trump gets dementia. How will we know? Donald Trump's mental decline, which is more and more obvious, started from such a low level of mental processing power that it's hard to track his decline. It's from low to lower.
That is so well said. It's so beautifully said. And I say this all the time when I make these videos as somebody who screams about Donald Trump's clear cognitive decline. It's like, sometimes it's just a combination, or it is a combination, I should say, of Donald Trump's cognitive decline, but also he's just an idiot. The guy's always been an idiot. In 2015 and 16, when he was running for president, he was an idiot. Was he cognitively declining then? Maybe. But still, it's a good point. Let's take a look at a recent video from just a few days in the Oval Office. Take a listen.
How bad it is. Everybody standing there knows. We know. You don't have to be doing any studies. They should be saying, please come in. Pritzker should be saying that. You know, I did a favor for Christy Whitmer, a good favor, I think, with the fish, the carp, the China carp. Did you ever hear of it? China carp. And it's taken over your Great Lakes, you know?
So Christy Whitman then corrects himself to Christy Whitmer. I think he's trying to refer to Gretchen Whitmer, the governor. If this was Joe Biden, it would be a full-fledged month-long news cycle. And he does stuff like this every single day as the oldest president ever. We take another listen to something that happened earlier this month while he's on the phone for an interview. Take a listen.
And it's, a lot of amazing things. You saw the Azerbaijan. That was a big one going on for 34, 35 years with Albania. Think of that. I mean, going on for years, and I got to know the heads, and I got to know them through trade. I was dealing with them a little bit. I said, why are you guys fighting? And then I said, I'm not going to do a trade deal if you guys are going to fight. It's crazy. Anyway, one thing led to another, and I got that one settled. And that was a one that people said is not, you couldn't settle it.
So obviously Donald Trump here, you know, bragging about himself, bragging about how, you know, just amazing he is at solving every single conflict, apparently, but confusing the names of the countries that he apparently solved this conflict with. The president of the United States not knowing countries, just point blank period, incredibly concerning. But also, he just doesn't sound good. right? And it, obviously, as somebody, you know, we consistently criticize Donald Trump. He's orange and he looks ridiculous and his spray tan's ridiculous. But lately, like, he really doesn't look very good. We've also seen the bruises on his hands, the swelling of his ankles. When he's speaking on the, I mean, he sounds raspy, sounds tired. Words sound a little slow in this interview. This is a really good tweet from David Pakman the other day. They want us to believe that Trump has bruises on both hands from handshaking his right hand, but his ear healed so perfectly after being shot that there was no sign of it within weeks. So again, like, which is it? Is Donald Trump in incredible, perfect health? Does he heal faster than anyone ever? He shakes hands with people from both hands because he shakes so many hands. We've never seen somebody shake so many hands. That's why he has all the bruises. It's like the conflicting narratives here, as we still don't know enough about his health, is ridiculous, frankly. And it's concerning. Lastly, before I bring you back to some things about Gavin Newsom, we've shown videos on this channel of Donald Trump when he traveled to Alaska, consistently, you know, either claiming that he was traveling outside of the United States, even though obviously Alaska is a part of the United States, but also at several points claiming that he was going to Russia to meet with Vladimir Putin. This was Caroline Leavitt's response when she was asked about that.
Charlie.
The president said at the podium yesterday twice that he was planning to go to Russia. Was that a verbal slip-up, or does he actually plan to go to Russia?
Perhaps there are plans in the future to travel to Russia. And on Friday, the president will be meeting with the Russian President Vladimir Putin in Alaska, as you know. Phil.
What does that even mean? There might be plans in the future. That means there's no plans, right? That means it was a verbal slip-up. A.K.A. Donald Trump just keeps saying, you know, before he went to Alaska, saying, I'm going to Russia, but he's going to Alaska. And then obviously what I meant to say was after, you know, he's coming back from this meeting in Alaska with Vladimir Putin, he was saying, you know, oh, I'm traveling back to the United States. It's like, Alaska is part of the United States. All of this is incredibly concerning. And so that's why it's so important that as Gavin Newsom gets so much press about how well his PR team is doing, that he's putting into focus this, right? Because I told you, stuff like this from last night, 61,000 likes on this tweet, by the way, almost 1 million views. That's a big deal. You say, well, why does this matter? Because as his PR team is getting attention, as people are really enjoying somebody punching at Donald Trump and it's bothering Trump, right? Gavin Newsom's been, you know, posting in all caps. Trump stopped posting in all caps. Trump seems to not want to talk about it. When he has talked about it, Gavin Newsom's very quick to bring it into focus about what we're talking about right now, which is cognitive decline. So take a listen. Governor Gavin Newsom of California poured cold water on Donald Trump's cabinet meeting on Tuesday by implying that the 79-year-old president is suffering from dementia. About 30 minutes into the cabinet meeting, President Trump took aim at Governor what he calls Newsom and repeated a claim, which he's made several times, that the federal government had to force California to turn on the water after wildfires earlier this year, which obviously isn't true. Newsom reposted a clip on Twitter of Trump's diatribe and responded with a barb of his own, a screenshot of an interaction with Grok, the platform's built-in AI chatbot in which Grok was asked, do people with dementia repeat false things over and over again? And Grok responding essentially, yes. And again, this went really viral. Also almost 60,000 likes. So now that maybe through stuff that we don't view as super important or just like, oh, that's funny. That's a good time. The ratio. It becomes very important when it's stuff like this. You're immediately shifting and grabbing control of this narrative that Democrats have struggled for so long with, which is Donald Trump repeats a lie and you can't fight back against it. This false information just flows throughout the American people with Fox News repeating and all these things. But Newsom now, really quick to be able to respond, yeah, this guy's lying. He has dementia. Boom, 60,000 likes. And now a lot of people are talking about it. Not many people are talking about the fact that Newsom, you know, the federal government had to turn on the water, which isn't true, right? But the reason a lot of people aren't talking about it is because of stuff like this. Very, very impressive. So again, the chatbot responding and saying, yes, people with dementia do that. In a statement to the Daily Beast, a White House spokesperson said in part, quote, Newsom will say anything to distract from his terrible handling of the California wildfires that President Trump had to come in and clean up. Trump has fixated on California's water supply and the federal government's supposed heroic intervention to bolster it. On Tuesday, the president repeated a claim he first made in January that California ran out of water due to misguided policies. And he went on and on and on and on. And his response came as he continues to infuriate MAGA voters and, frankly, Trump himself with all these posts. His office makes several all caps Twitter posts each day and has started selling merchandise that's Trump inspired, which also has just infuriated Donald Trump and MAGA. Look at this from 17 hours ago. All caps. Wow, even Fox News is crediting the greatest governor in the world, I, Gavin C. Newsom, for making Cracker Barrel great again. Just poking fun at how ridiculous this is. And Republicans keep walking into it every single time because they say, oh, this is so inappropriate. This isn't how a governor should act. It's like, that's the point, right? Because this is how your president talks. Fascinating. Let me know what you think of all this. And let me know what you think of how Gavin Newsom is doing. I do read all your comments and I appreciate you so much. If you enjoyed this video, make sure you hit like down below and subscribe. Once again, my name is Chris Mowry, filling in for the Adam Mockler, for Adam Mockler on the Adam Mockler channel. I appreciate you so much. I hope you have a great rest of your week, end of the weekend, and I will see you in the next video.